Hope you're not drinking Bacardi today, because this is episode 151. It's a MicroConf Tactics episode, 6 amateur mistakes that tank SaaS success. Avoid these. This is where we pull audio from one of our more popular YouTube videos. You can see the visuals at microconf.com/YouTube. I like the content of this video because it's common mistakes that a lot of folks make with pricing and going B2C. And I probably talk about two-sided marketplaces. It's a mistake I see so many people making. So this is a nice one to get an idea of, oh, I should probably not do these things unless I know better, unless I've been the master and learned the lesson so I know when to break the rules. I should probably stick within these rules in order to have the best chance of success. And with that, let's dive into the 6 mistakes. The secret? It's out. Software as a service is arguably, or I would almost say inarguably, one of the best business models in the world. And a lot of entrepreneurs are trying to get into it. But as you know, it's not easy to find an idea that you can be successful with. So today in this video, let's talk about 6 mistakes that very well might wreck your chance of success. So that instead of making these mistakes, you can get going in the right direction and build a business that's not doomed from the start. And if you stick around till the end, I'm going to tell you about the business model that I hear pitched a lot that almost inevitably fails. So we're going through 6 mistakes. Let's start with 1, which is building a solution in search of a problem. Just because you can imagine it, think it up, or build it doesn't mean you should. So when an entrepreneur comes to me these days and they say, I have an idea for a startup or a SaaS app, I say, don't tell me your idea. Tell me what problem it solves. And I usually say for whom as well. So first, find the problem. Start with a problem that someone has, usually a business, then have conversations, validate they need it, and start to build. You don't want to go and build in your basement for 6 months. You want to have answered this question as best you can, and you can't get to 100%. Maybe you can get to 30, 40, 60%. The question you're looking to answer is, what problem do you solve and for whom? I'll talk about another mistake related to this in a minute, but right now, let's look at mistake 2. One of the most common mistakes we see with folks who apply to my startup accelerator, TinySeed, is their pricing is off. Either their pricing is too low or the way they're charging, meaning their value metric, is off. It's measuring the wrong thing. The implications of this are pretty tremendous. 1, you can have a business that should be doing $1 million a year that's only doing $250,000 a year if you've underpriced yourself. And I've seen firsthand businesses like this. Another implication is that depending on how much your annual contract value winds up being, even if you're charging monthly, your ACV, annual contract value, is really important. Because let's say you only have a $500 annual contract value. You can only afford to do literally a handful, probably 5 or 6 different marketing approaches. You know, it's SEO and content, and there's some virality and a few others. And I list all the B2B SaaS marketing approaches that I know in my book, The SaaS Playbook, which came out last year, saasplaybook.com, if you want to pick up a copy. So if there are 20 B2B SaaS marketing approaches, but you can only afford 5 or 6 of them, you really are doing yourself a disservice and potentially not growing your business fast enough. Versus if you have an annual contract value of, let's say, $10,000, you can do 10 or 12 of the marketing approaches. And if you have an annual contract value of $25,000 or $35,000, you can do all 20 that I list in the book. Pricing is the biggest lever in SaaS, and it's one of the things that I see founders screw up most often. Mistake 3 is thinking that all you need to succeed is luck. I hear folks say, my marketing plan is to post it on Hacker News or Product Hunt or go viral on social media. And really, all of those things are either not going to happen, or even if they do, they're just not going to make a difference in your business. In order to succeed, you need a mix of hard work, luck, and skill. You can't control your own luck, but you can control how much hard work you put in, and you can build up skills over time. And in this case, you're going to want to build skills to market and sell your product. We talk a lot about that on this channel. I talk a lot about it in my books. But if you can build a product, but you have no idea how to market or sell it, that's a problem. And relying on luck, thinking that that's going to help you market or sell, almost never works out. Mistake 4 is selling to consumers. So there are approximately 0 successful B2C, business to consumer, SaaS apps. And whenever I say this in a video, someone suggests, what about Spotify or Netflix or Hulu or Apple TV Plus? And those are actually just content services. They're not SaaS. They're not software as a service. They're content as a service, right? You're paying an amount of money in order to watch a movie or listen to a song. Now, one could argue that, say, iCloud or Google Drive or Dropbox is B2C, but all of those businesses make the vast majority of their money from selling to small businesses and big enterprises. The problem with B2C SaaS is it's high churn. You can't charge very much. Therefore, you don't have the money to acquire customers, and it just stacks everything against you when you're trying to launch. There are so many B2B opportunities. Stay away from B2C. It's my recommendation. These days, when someone writes into my podcast, Startups for the Rest of Us, with a question about B2C, I typically just say, don't. I'm kind of joking, but also I'm pretty serious about it. I have run a couple of B2C apps back in the day before I knew any better, 15, 16 years ago, and I will never do it again. Mistake number five is trying freemium without knowing what you're doing. If you think freemium is a pricing strategy, that's your first mistake, right? Freemium is a marketing strategy. And while freemium is not always bad, it is not for beginners. Freemium is like a samurai sword. If you know what you're doing, you can do amazing things with it. And if you don't, you're likely to cut your arm off. So knowing how freemium works and when it works and when it doesn't is super important. I've actually talked about that in another video on this channel. Or do your research and learn about how hard freemium actually is to work. Because just rolling it out is not a recipe for success. It's a recipe for getting a lot of price-sensitive customers who are probably going to give you feedback that's going to lead you astray. And the sixth and final mistake is avoiding talking to other humans. So in mistake number one, I talked about building a solution in search of a problem, and avoiding talking to people is probably the number one cause of this mistake. You have to talk to people throughout your entire startup journey, right? Throughout the entire life cycle of your startup. And you don't just need to talk to people, but prospects. People who might want to use your software. So during idea validation, as you're building the product, once you launch it, you need product feedback. You're going to be in customer support. You're going to be doing sales and marketing. You're going to learn how your prospects talk about it so you can use it in your copy. There's all kinds of things that you can learn by talking to humans. And as much as so many of us want to sit in a basement and write code for 6 months, avoiding talking to people is a big mistake. And it's one I see especially developer entrepreneurs make pretty often. If you're looking to get better at SaaS sales, specifically sales, you should join us on March 12th and 13th for MicroConf Remote. It's a fully remote and virtual conference. We'll have four keynotes filled with practical, tactical advice on how to improve your sales game. Our speakers include Rachel Liao of Fuse Inventory, Craig Hewitt of Castos, and Daniel Ebert of Sales MVP. After the keynotes, we have founder-by-founder sessions where you'll get to chat with other attendees. Get your tickets at microconfremote.com. I mentioned at the top of the video that there's a business model that a lot of people think is so great, and they try to launch it and it completely implodes. And that is two-sided marketplaces. I don't know why so many folks want to launch two-sided marketplaces. It's almost like they're drawn to it like a moth to a flame or to a bug zapper that's gonna kill the business. The problem with two-sided marketplaces is if you don't already have one side of it, you're fighting a war on two fronts. You now have twice as much marketing to do. You have twice as much sales. No one on one side gets value unless you have the other side. Whereas if you build a SaaS app and you have one user or 100 or 1,000 users, they get the same value out of your application. But trying to kickstart, the cold start problem it's called, trying to kickstart a two-sided marketplace, especially if you're bootstrapping, is damn near impossible if you don't already have one side of the equation. If you look at the successful two-sided marketplaces, nearly all of them have raised tremendous amounts of venture capital. And there's a reason for that.